Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Gopi Janabala Bhagirvani Dari. Gopi Janabala Bhagirvani Dari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Jana Bala Bhagirvani Dari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjari Hare. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parava Jakacharya Asutada Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parava Jakacharya Asutada Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Chikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamkund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Mayapur Dham Ki. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Gaur Preminandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. We're reading text 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva Kalanata. Sahasra Vandana Svarat. Agrato Bhavita Devo. Hare Priya Chikirshaya. Vasudeva Kalanata. Sahasra Vandana Svarat. Agrato Bhavita Devo. Hare Priya Chikirshaya. Please chant. Vasudeva Kala Ananta. The plenary expansion of Lord Krishna, known as Anantadev or Sankarshan Ananta. The all-pervasive incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Sahasra Vandana. Having thousands of hoods. Svarat. Fully independent. Agrata. Previously. Bhavita. Will appear. Deva. The Lord. Hare. Of Lord Krishna. Priya Chakirshaya. With the desire to act for the pleasure. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarshan, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarshan will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Please repeat. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarshan, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, This original Sankarshan will appear as Baladev. Just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. Yet, wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladev appears as his brother, sometimes elder and sometimes younger. When Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with him. This is elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This time, Baladev would appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. Verse again, the foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarshan, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarshan will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Namo Vishnu Vidaya, Krishna Vistar Putale, Shimati Bhakti Ananta Sani, Tiani, Mustay Sarasati Devi, Vurvani Vachani, Nimashesh Sani, Vadipastati Stani. So it's very amazing how Krishna arranged that we're reading about the appearance of Lord Krishna just before his appearance by his design, not that we chose to do this. And before Lord Krishna's appearance, we are going to celebrate Lord Balaram's appearance. And they're both coming up very soon. So in this verse, it's explained that Balaram is non-different than Krishna. Of course, we know that there's one major difference in that he has white complexion, he has white skin, and Krishna is bluish blackish like a moon sign cloud. But other than that, he is fully empowered. The Prabhupada is explaining that in the purport. He's equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. And he appears, this verse is because of Prickett Maharaj's inquiry before knowing that he's going to die in 7 days. So before his death, he asked so many questions, and at this point, he's been asking questions specifically about Krishna's pastimes. And in the last so many verses, there have been explanations of, what the situation is before Krishna's appearance. So this verse, I thought it was very interesting that, first of all, Balaram's name is not actually in the verse itself. So this is one of the benefits we have of having Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports, and that he brings out points that we might not have known if we were just some Sanskrit scholar and just reading these books. So he's explaining very clearly that Lord Balaram is Ananta. So when Vishnu appears, Ananta Seshanag appears, he becomes Lord Vishnu's couch, you could say, with the like an umbrella over his head of the hoods. It looks like multi-snakes, and this is all very amazing. Actually, when I first read this verse, my first thought was, what if you just approached somebody that you just met on the streets and said to them, did you know that God has a brother? I mean, what kind of reaction would you get, I mean, but we are so fortunate that we have so many details about Lord Krishna, and the fact that that God is a person is something that most people have no thoughts about. No, even they may say, I have a personal God, but it's not, that's not, they don't mean like, I understand that God is a person. Even though it's completely, utterly logical that if you trace back your genealogy far enough, you're going to come to an original person. But in this country, in any case, the vast majority of the people are not thinking that God is a person. So what to speak of having a brother, having pastimes, having girlfriends, and, it's just something that's not in their normal purview. And knowledge to accept Srila Prabhupada's teachings, who else is going to inform them except for us? I mean, this, sometimes we religious movement, but really it's educational. And, you know, the training, education, I mean, Prabhupada does emphasize it in his, you know, the seven purposes of the Krishna conscious movement. And if we are going to, it's like we have the privilege of having this knowledge, and we really, it's really up to us to give it to others. I mean, we know people are suffering. We're suffering because we're in the material world. There's no avoiding it. But people who don't have any clue about Krishna are really suffering. I was just reading it in Bhagavad Gita last night in a purport in the fifth chapter. Prabhupada was saying how the secret of Krishna consciousness is to know that Krishna is everything. And he said, by knowing this, then we have peace and fearlessness. So, you know, Prabhupada's instruction was to make others fortunate. We are fortunate, and we should make others fortunate. I tell this some stories of Lord Balaram's appearance, and since I'm not a proficient storyteller of Krishna's pastimes, and since Srila Prabhupada is the most expert of storytellers, so with your permission, I'm going to relate the stories of Balaram killing two demons. Does anybody know both names of the demons? Does anybody under the age of 20 know the names of the two demons that Balaram killed? Does anybody know both? Does anybody know one of them? Who knows one? Okay, ready. Pralambasura, very good. Excellent. Okay, who knows the other one? Yes. Just a round of applause. I see a hand there. Yes, Hari Bol. Danakasura. Very good. Hari Bol. Very good. Glad to know that our kids are knowing Krishna's pastimes and Balaram's pastimes in particular. So in the 15th chapter, the story of Danakasura is told, and this is not the whole chapter, but this is the essence of the story. While Krishna was engaged in his transcendental pastimes, exhibiting his internal potency in the company of the supermost fortunate coward boys, there occurred another chance for him to exhibit the superhuman powers of Godhead. His most intimate friends, Sridham, Subal, and Stoka Krishna, addressed Krishna and Balaram with great love and affection, thus, "Dear Balaram, you are very powerful. Your arms are very strong. Dear Krishna, you are very expert in killing all kinds of disturbing demons. Will you kindly note that just near this place there is a big forest of the name Talavan? This forest is full of palm trees, and all the trees are filled with fruits. Some have fallen down, and some are very ripe, even in the trees." Does anybody know this tall fruit? Is anybody familiar with it? Well, I am. I lived in Mayapur back in the 1970s, and I was cooking in the deity kitchen, and one day they brought us a tall fruit to offer to Krishna. It looked like this. It was almost the size of a basketball. It's quite big, and it kind of had a dark, hard shell on the outside. But on the inside was very orange and pithy. And it was a very sweet fruit. Maybe at one time it was sweet, but unfortunately, Kali Yuga, it's become not so sweet. So we had to add a lot of sugar. We kind of had to grate it to get rid of the stringy pithiness. But in the end, after we offered it to Krishna, I got to taste some, and it was very delectable. I don't remember exactly what the taste was. It wasn't like anything I'd ever tasted, of course. It has its own unique flavor. So, but you can imagine back 5,000 years ago when Krishna was on the planet and these fruits were, you know, emanating such a wonderful scent that the coward boys were attracted to it, and it probably was very sweet. They could just open it up and just eat it, right? So anyway, okay, some are ripe. It's a very nice place. The Talavan Forest, but because of a great demon, Danakasura, it is very difficult to go there. No one can reach the trees to collect the fruits. Dear Krishna and Balaram, this demon is present there in the form of an ass, and he is surrounded by similar demon friends who have assumed the same shape. All of them are very strong, so it is very difficult to approach this place. Dear brothers, you are the only persons who can kill such demons. Other than you, no one can go there for fear of being killed. Not even animals go there, and no birds are living there. They have all left. One can only appreciate the sweet aroma that is coming from that place. It appears that up till now, no one has tasted the sweet fruits there, either on the tree or on the ground. Dear Krishna, to tell you frankly, we are very attracted by this sweet aroma. Dear Balaram, if you like, let us go there and enjoy these fruits. The aroma of the fruits is now spreading everywhere. Don't you smell it from here? When Balaram and Krishna were thus petitioned by their intimate friends, they were inclined to please them, and with smiling faces, they proceeded toward the forest, surrounded by all their friends. Immediately upon entering the Talavan, Balaram began to yank the trees with his arms, exhibiting the strength of an elephant. Because of this jerking, all the ripe fruits fell down on the ground. Upon hearing the sound of the falling fruits, the demon Denikasura, who was living there in the form of an ass, approached with great force, shaking the whole field so that all the trees moved as if there was an earthquake. The demon appeared before Balaram and kicked his chest with his hind legs. At first, Balaram did not say anything, but with great anger, the demon kicked him again, more vehemently. This time, Balaram immediately caught hold of the legs of the ass with one hand and, wheeling him around, threw him in the treetops. While he was being wheeled around by Balaram, the demon lost his life. Balaram threw the demon into the biggest palm tree about, and the demon's body was so heavy that the palm tree fell upon other trees, and several fell down. It appeared as if a great hurricane was passing through the forest, and all the trees are falling down one after another. This exhibition of extraordinary strength is not astonishing, because Balaram is the personality of Godhead, known as Ananta Sesha Naga, who is holding all the planets on the hoods of his millions of heads. He maintains the whole cosmic manifestation exactly as horizontal and vertical threads hold the weaving of a cloth. After the demon had been thrown into the trees, all the friends and associates of Denikasura immediately assembled and attacked Krishna and Balaram with great force. They were determined to retaliate and avenge the death of their friend. But Krishna and Balaram caught each of the asses by the hind legs and exactly in the same way wheeled them around. Thus they killed all of them and threw them into the palm trees. Because of the dead bodies of the asses, there was a panoramic scene. It appeared as if the clouds of various colors were assembled in the trees. Hearing of this great incident, the demigods from the higher planets showered flowers on Krishna and Balaram and beat their drums and offered devotional prayers. A few days after the killing of Denikasura, people began to come into the Talavan forest to collect the fruits, and animals began to return without fear to feed on the nice grasses growing there. Just by chanting or hearing these transcendental activities and pastimes of the brothers Krishna and Balaram, one can amass pious activities. Jai Shri Balaram. Has anybody visited the Talavan forest? Yes, a few people. It's on, if you've ever done the Braj Mandal Parikrama, it's one of the forests you visit. Doesn't quite exactly look like it did back then, but still, there's many trees and when you're, you know, in the forest itself and telling the pastime, you can imagine all those ass demons up in the trees and creating the panoramic scene. That's been very colorful. So in chapter 18 of the 10th canto is the story of Pralambasura. So again, please allow me to read the story. Once, while the boys were engaged in their transcendental pastimes, a great demon of the name Pralambasura entered their company, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna was playing the part of a coward boy, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could understand everything, past, present, and future. So when Palambasura entered their company, Krishna began to think how to kill the demon. But externally, he received him as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend," he said, "it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Krishna then called all his friends and ordered them, "Now we shall play in pairs. We shall challenge one another in pairs." With this proposal, all the boys assembled together. Some of them took the side of Krishna, and some of them took the side of Balaram, and they arranged to play in duel. The defeated members in duel fighting had to carry the victorious members on their backs, as a horse carries its master. They began playing and at the same time tending the cows as they proceeded through the Bandiravan forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Sridham and Rishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through the Bandiravan forest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being defeated, had to carry Sridham on his back, and Bhadrasen carried Rishabha. Imitating their play, Palambasura, who appeared there as a coward boy, carried Balaram on his back. Palambasura was the greatest of demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of the coward boys. In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Palambasura carried Balaram far away. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who was compared to a mountain. Therefore, he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form. When he appeared in his real feature, he was decorated with a golden helmet and earrings and looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limit of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth. At first, Balaram was surprised by the demon's appearance, and he began to wonder, "How is it that all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way?" But with a clear mind, he could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately, he struck the head of the demon with his strong fist, just as the king of the heavenly planets strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head, and blood poured from his mouth. When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound, and it sounded as if a great hill were falling upon being struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra. All the boys then rushed to the spot, astonished by the ghastly scene. They began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done, well done." All of them then embraced Balaram with great affection, thinking he had returned from death, and they offered their blessings and congratulations. All the demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram, and they also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon, Palambasura. All glories to Lord Balaram. So every day, every time we chant the Maha Mantra, we're glorifying Lord Balaram. We're saying Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So the Rama, some people say that Rama refers to Balaram, and other people have said and still say that it refers to Lord Ramachandra. So, Srila Prabhupada addressed this point in Adi Lila, chapter 5, where he says that there was an incident between two sannyasis. He says our sannyasis, but I'm not sure if he's talking about ISKCON sannyasis or his godbrothers. In this place, he's not saying. Does somebody know the story? No. Anyway, he says two sannyasis who were preaching the Hare Krishna mantra in Hyderabad. And one of them said that Hari Rama refers to Balaram, and the other protested that Hari Rama refers to Lord Ram. Ultimately, it must have been his disciples, because ultimately the controversy came to me, Srila Prabhupada wrote, and I gave the decision that if someone says the Ram in Hari Ram is Lord Ramchandra, and someone else says the Ram in Hari Ram is Lord Balaram, both are correct, because there is no difference between Sri Balaram and Lord Ram. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that Krishnadas Kaviraj says the same thing. He says, Ye ye rupa, rupe jane se taha kahe, sakala sambhave Krishna kinchu mitya nahe. If someone calls Lord Ramchandra by the vibration Hari Ram, understanding it to mean, O Lord Ramchandra, he is quite right. Similarly, if one says Hari Ram, meaning, O Sri Balaram, he is also right. Those who are aware of the Vishnu Tattva do not fight over these details. So we can know it means both. And we are very fortunate to be able to visually see Krishna's brother Balaram manifest right here in New Ramamati on our altar. And not only that, twice a year we actually get to celebrate Balaram's appearance, because we have the upcoming Balaram's appearance day, plus we celebrate the appearance, the installation of Lord Balaram. And he appeared on Memorial Day weekend. So every year we get to celebrate twice the appearance of Lord Balaram. And, in Vrindavan, in the original Ramamati, Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram Mandir. It's very unusual in India, in Vrindavan in particular, that the central focus isn't on Radha and Krishna. In practically every temple in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are on the center altar, the temple is named after them, and so on. Prabhupada established Krishna Balaram Mandir with Krishna Balaram in the center, and he's told us in the installation that he wanted to educate the people who come to the temple that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram and Gaurini Thai, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. This was the point he wanted people to understand, because Lord Chaitanya, he established the Hare Krishna movement as we know it today. I mean, when Lord Krishna was on the planet, pretty much the ultimate message of Bhagavad Gita is that we must surrender to Krishna. Whereas Lord Chaitanya, the incarnation, special incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, he made it so easy for us in Kali Yuga. Chant, dance, eat prasadam. When you're tired, take rest, and then chant and dance some more. I mean, how blissful and easy is that? Anybody can do it. So the importance of Lord Chaitanya's movement, Prabhupada was, focusing on that when he established Krishna Balaram Temple. And since we also live in a very sandy environment, this farm is named New Ramamati, and our deities are, Radha Shyama Sundar, just like in Vrindavan, Radha Shyama Sundar. But here, Radha Shyama Sundar occupy the center altar, and Lord Balaram and Krishna are on the right. But still, there's no less significance. Just like at one time, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were in the center altar. The temple has evolved over the years, and yet we can say that there really isn't any difference between the temple here and in Vrindavan. That is, if we have the spiritual vision to see. I mean, people can come and visit here, and they may not understand the significance of deity worship, the significance of what Prabhupada has brought to us, how he has transformed our lives, from hippies to happies, or whatever state we were in when we became devotees. Of course, we have many devotees in this room right now who are born in the movement. They're super fortunate. But in any case, when people visit here, the way they're going to understand the significance is if we preach to them. And if we meet people who have never come to the temple, then it's even more important that they receive some literature and we explain. I just so strongly feel that there are many, many people who are potential devotees who potentially could give their lives to serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. We just have to meet them. And most, like I said, in this country, we know most people have really no understanding of what the Hare Krishna movement is about. They may be aware of us. Actually, I've met people who don't even know the words Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's day, he said it was a household word. And it was, because every day devotees were going out on Harinam Sankirtan. We were invisible. We were in the cities. And thousands of people were seeing devotees on a daily basis. And the movement isn't as visible as it was then. We are here in Florida. We're actually holding 7 Ratha Yatras. I think up to now it's been 6. Now we're adding one. And that's a very excellent way of coming out to the public and bringing Krishna consciousness to them. It's giving the people an opportunity to find out about Krishna. They may not even ask, but if we just explain to people what it's about, it's like this is the educational part of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's up to us to give them this knowledge. Just explain to them. It's not like we have to know a lot of philosophy to preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told Saraswati at 3 years old, he heard her explain to somebody, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all she said. And Prabhupada said, this is perfect preaching. So if we can even just explain that to people, whatever our level of realization, we're all qualified to explain to people and answer their questions. Get beyond their normal questions like, why do you wear that marking on your forehead? Or why do you wear these unusual clothes? Or, get past those questions. And you never know, like I said, who's out there. They're just waiting to hear the Maha Mantra. It's always the right time for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not ever, a time where people aren't ready to hear. It's just our willingness to share ourselves and share Krishna consciousness with them. So, since Srila Prabhupada is explaining in this purport how Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and as I said at the beginning, like most people would be astounded to hear that Supreme Lord has a brother. It comes again to the point that if we can enthuse each other to spread Krishna consciousness, then we will certainly get the blessings of Prabhupada, and it's by the blessings of Prabhupada that we also have the potency to spread Krishna consciousness. It works both ways. So this is such a large community. I've just been working on compiling a new directory. I mean, it's amazing how many devotees are in this community. Last time we did the directory, I counted all the devotees, and after it was all done, and I was eliminating some of the adult, the children of devotees who are adults and don't live in the community. So I was really trying to get a realistic number. It was 1,070 men, women, and children. So it's going to be interesting to see how many. I mean, some people have left, moved elsewhere, went on to back to Godhead, different situations. But I think more people have moved here. It would be interesting to see. So in such a large community, I've heard it said that some people don't know where they fit in. And maybe they're not coming forward to do service because they don't know, what's available. So I just want to say that there's lots of service available. Since I was mentioning about Ratha Yatras, there's, for the first time ever, we're doing a Ratha Yatra in Clearwater Beach. It's on August 6th. That's like 2 weeks. And so we have no idea what to expect since we've never done it. It is directly on the beach in Clearwater, and I was told that the first 2 weeks of August are the most popular time of the year on that particular beach. Not sure why, but that's what the authorities told Butter when he was getting the permits and making arrangements. So I know with these Rath Yatras that a certain amount of devotees will always attend, but I want to encourage more devotees, devotees who haven't considered going. Like, consider it as a great opportunity to give a wonderful taste of Krishna consciousness to the non-devotees. They get to see Lord Jagannath and the beautiful cart and all the decorations and the blissful devotees singing and dancing. There'll be displays like Adidev. As far as I know, he's bringing his diorama displays that explain so nicely different points in Krishna consciousness, like the changing bodies and so on. There'll be Prabhupada's books. There'll be, of course, Sri Prasadam. There'll be, as far as I know, Trianasari and different vendors selling transcendental items. But the main thing is that devotees are there to interact with the guests. And pretty much everybody who's on the beach is one of our guests at this Rath Yatra. So they're going to be very fortunate. They're seeing the cart. They're liberated. Maybe they'll get to pull the cart. I mean, we've had so many Rath Yatras, and it's just such an amazing experience to see people. I mean, you know, they're not dressed properly, of course. They're on the beach. But still, despite that, I've met girls that, like, dress scantily, and they're like, they're blissful. They're just so ecstatic. They, you know, their lives have just been blessed and, you know, meeting the devotees and seeing Lord Jagannath and being part of Rath Yatra. And, you know, men, women, children, they're all equally enthusiastic, some of them. But the more devotees who are there to share ourselves and share our Krishna consciousness, share our bliss. It used to be that people would join the movement just because the devotees were so blissful. And if we think back, if we were there in those early days and we think back on how blissful we were, and we think, well, wait a minute, why am I not as blissful as I was then? Then that's an opportunity to fully immerse ourselves in Krishna consciousness and, you know, volunteer to be more involved. I know that the Rath Yatra committee actually needs help. Like, the bus tour just left last night. A lot of the youth have left. They did a lot of the setup work. I know that there's a need for manpower in that regard. And I'm very convinced that if we just let the devotees know that there's service available, that people will come forward. So I'm putting out the word in this forum. Please excuse me if it's an inappropriate venue. But to me, understanding the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, when he first established the Bhagavatam class as a lecture, because when I first joined, we were just reading. We just read the verses. And in 1972, that's when Prabhupada explained to us how one person should read a verse and give a lecture. And I just remember this term he said, that we should see it from different angles of vision. So my angle of vision is, when I read the Bhagavatam, is to see the opportunity for service. That's just the way I see it. I'm not so philosophical. I just like a pretty practical view. I see the encouragement for all of us to take up the process of Krishna consciousness, especially chanting Hare Krishna very nicely and engaging in service as much as possible. And I think it was that full absorption in Krishna consciousness in the early days that made us so blissful. So that's still available to us. It's just up to us to break through all of our resistance that may be there that's stopping us and fully embrace the process. And we know that when there's festival time, so many people come forward, and it's just so nice to work in groups of devotees. And we really can make an impact in our local community, and you know, because of these Rath Yatras, we've extended it to, like, a, you know, what, 150 or 175 mile radius around us. So I just want to encourage everybody to fully jump into the nectar of serving Srila Prabhupada, and I know talking to myself as much as everybody else. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? There's a mic.
Yeah, first I'd like to thank you for your class, and I very much appreciate your enthusiasm for actually Lord Balaram's special mercy in the form of Lord Nityananda's giving out. We know how he went to all the Jagai and Madai and took on a lot of, austerities to distribute Krishna consciousness. So I just have one thing to add and a question. Because I was just thinking also, you're getting me a little bit enthused about distributing Krishna consciousness in our own way, especially in my earlier days as a grihastha. But now I take it on when I'm on the bus tour. My wife and I are leaving tonight with the second bus. And that is to just go out everywhere. Wherever I go, I do a lot of shopping. I go out and I'm out there, you know, and I just wear my, you know, devotional clothes and carry some cards from the temple, and just, you know, inevitably someone's going to come up to you and say, or you meet other devotees who are, you know, undercover. And so it's a wonderful way to bring Krishna consciousness. To, like you say, we're not so much out there visible, but can you imagine if there's like 1,200 maybe devotees, if everyone in their daily activities went out? And I know Prabhupada also told Swarup Damodar Maharaj to wear a tilak, even though he would wear a business suit to all of his scientific meetings. So yeah, it's so important, because just one contact with a devotee, even a few seconds, can transform somebody else's life. So thank you for that. And my question is about Krishna and Balaram, because you mentioned how this is also an expansion. And I know one devotee, Pujari, lady who for 20 years she's been a pujari, and she mentioned that the deities in Vrindavan, Radha Shama Sundar, her realization anyway is that the deities that she's worshipped for 20 years are an expansion of Radha Shama Sundar, because Radha Shama Sundar are like the Adi deities, or the Adi because they're one of the original deities that Prabhupada installed. So, just wanted to... And then you could also say Krishna Balaram are expansions of the original Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan.
And our Radha Shama Sundar.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you had anything, your thoughts on that.
I know that Prabhupada said more than once when he was at a particular temple, he said, "This is the original Krishna." These are the original deities. So, but yeah, like absolutely the deities that Prabhupada personally installed, we can understand that there's extra, there's special potency. And I like that concept that any deities installed after that are expansions. I mean, they're all Krishna. I mean, right, there's an original candle, and then the Krishna candle lights so many other candles. Is there any difference once they're lit? There's no difference. So. But my realization is the more the deities are worshipped nicely, the more potent they are. Like, I personally do not really take care of my deities at home. And I have the excuse that the one coherent question I asked Prabhupada was, can devotees have their own deities? Actually, I wanted to ask, can I have my own deities? And I couldn't get it out in that form, because I just didn't have that kind of relationship with Prabhupada. I could ask, but that's, anyway, so the question that came out was, can devotees have their own deities? And his answer was, no. It will distract from the temple deities. But the time and circumstances were that I was a Brahmacharini, living in the temple. Of course, in his books, he probably encouraged Vihastas to make their home a temple. But, at, you know, that was his instruction in those circumstances. So I use that as an excuse that, I mean, actually the principle, I understand it from that instruction, is we should never, we shouldn't refuse to do service in the temple because we're serving our deities at home. That's, I think, the principle that he was saying. The temple deities come first. Yes, Krishna Gopal Prabhu. Microphone.
I'm kind of jaded because a long time ago I shaved up in Vrindavan and became a devotee before the temple was there. But I went back recently and saw Krishna Balaram, and I wanted to move there. I said it was time for me to, you know, get serious again. And so, but circumstances are not that I could, that it was appropriate to stay there in Vrindavan, but I wanted to be with Krishna and Balaram. So I'm here. So, because Krishna and Balaram are here.
Right.
So to me, they're the expansion of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan.
Sorry. Thank you. Okay, we've gone over time, unless there's any more. Okay. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.